So history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We start hour two of the El Paso History Show right now with an El Paso History Moment written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance. And today, her story is about the history of how our El Paso Mission Trail became well known as the first Thanksgiving.
Where was the first Thanksgiving? Since 1991, a continued rivalry between Plymouth, Massachusetts and El Paso over which city has the right to claim itself as the site of the first Thanksgiving can be attributed to one Sheldon Hall, El Paso civic leader and historian. Sheldon's passion for El Paso and New Mexico colonial history was set afire after he read the Chronicle, written by Spaniard Gaspar Perez de Viegra, who accompanied Don Juan Iñate's expedition from Santa Barbara, Mexico, to the Northern Territories. It was Gaspar who wrote of a great feast and celebration held by the expedition on the banks of the Rio Grande near present-day El Paso del Norte that intrigued and spurred Sheldon on to teach and promote El Paso's unique place in history. Years later, Sheldon, accompanied by a group of El Pasoans dressed as 17th-century Spaniards, traveled to Plymouth, Massachusetts. There, they confronted locals dressed as pilgrims in a mock trial for the rights to possess the first Thanksgiving designation. At the end of the trial, Sheldon and his group claimed victory by their version of events and took that right back to El Paso with them. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
And bam, I ran into you. I ran into you online.
Yeah.
Boom. Whoa, there's Melissa.
You know, and I wanted to, that's an older history moment, but I wanted to repeat it because like we were talking about it earlier, this is a great way. We're going to talk about history preservation. Here's a man that did what he did to get San Eli on the map.
Socorro as well.
I mean, yeah, it was Socorro, yes. I mean, all the missions. And I just, the extent that he went to was fantastic. Here, I mean, to go to Massachusetts in costume and to confront the pilgrims.
They took horses.
Oh, I know. I mean, they
did. And rode horses up and down the street in Plymouth.
It was great. They put him in blocks. We were talking about that, you know. And
they arrested him.
I think, how cool. What a great PR stunt.
Well, the thing was, he was the guy who figured out by reading that man's chronology of Oñate's travels.
Yeah.
That, whoa, what happened here was what? And when you realize how big a deal that was for North America, I mean, this is North American big history here. They created the first Camino Real in North America, and this was it.
And both pieces are exciting history on the East Coast as well as for our part of the world. We take it because it's our big history here. It's big history back there. But for us, it's huge history because it's before theirs. But I mean,
there you go. Well, see, they claim, Melissa, they claim theirs because they were first.
Yeah.
But then we claim ours because it was first.
Yeah, I mean,
so there.
But it is. It's big history overall.
Reenactment tomorrow in Socorro, by the way.
Yes, and that's the whole point. I wanted to point out this is something people we need to celebrate and get even more. We should be doing even bigger
excitement about it. We figure out how to recreate their caravan.
Oh, yeah.
7 miles long once they get that thing going. 7,000 head of cattle and livestock and whatever.
I ain't
sheep.
Going across that desert from Mexico. That's
well, but where are you going to stretch
you
out?
You can come up the river.
You know what we can do? We can stretch out 7 miles up I-10 and hit Las Cruces and call it a day.
We can all hitchhike with our thumbs here.
Well, but, you know, they had 88 carretas on and on.
Well, remember when they used to do the cattle drives up the Rio Grande, you know, for a short time they were doing that as a kind of a celebration. Why couldn't we do something similar?
Well, that's the deal. You got to get this carreta. We need some carretas.
Carretas.
Carretas. Anyway, Life in the Fast Lane, that's for the El Paso History Alliance. You do that on Facebook, 40,000 followers right now. Call Bernie at 581-7920,
and you can talk to him or me, whoever answers the phone. You'll get Border Group. That's our home business that we work from, but don't let that disturb you. Just ask for Melissa or Bernie.
You'll be there.
One of us.
Talking history here.
That's right.
How to preserve it. A well-preserved historian himself
is
here.
Yes, he's well-preserved.
His name is Ron Lyman. Good morning, Ron. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Well, thank you.
Well, you've got this whole thing of the History Alliance. What is going on here? It's the sixth annual. You guys started something. What is this?
Well, it's not so much we started it, but what we were able to do was expand what's already been done. The program was started several years ago. The concept of Preservation Month was promoted by the National Trust for Historic Preservation. It's a national organization, and that's their main focus. It was picked up by the city 4 or 5 years ago, and the most recently, in 2015, when the city worked with it, they designated a historic district within the city limits to celebrate. 2 years ago, it was Manhattan Heights, and then last year, it was the Isleta Historic District.
That's why you guys did all that Trost history down there.
That's why
we
did the whole valley last year.
Yeah.
And in fact, we had 19 events. They ranged from events at the MacGoffin House, which is near downtown, all the way out to San Elizario. But that was the strip of interest for last year, and all the programs were in that area and celebrated places in that location.
Well, you know, one thing, going back to the beginning, a lot of people do not realize that El Paso City actually does have a preservation officer who is...
Provy Velasquez.
Yes, and helps a lot with preservation for homes and all kinds of different things.
Yes, and one of her key elements, she is with the City Landmark Commission, Historical Landmark Commission, that reviews any time someone wants to do something in one of those historic districts, it actually gets reviewed by that group.
Well, so they got a lot going on. What are you doing this year? Because May 2017 is Preservation Month.
Well, what we did, several of us got together, Provy, Gary Williams, Shelley Sutherland, and myself, kind of took on ourselves to make a change. And first thing we did, we renamed it Preserving Our Places. That's kind of our title, and we anticipate that being the title for this year and probably next. And we wanted to expand it throughout the entire county. So we wanted to make a big emphasis that this is just not one historic district. This is the entire county of El Paso. So we wanted to go north, east, south, and west. And the programs we put together do that.
Great.
So tell us what they are. Week 1, May 1 through 7. Endangered historic places in far west Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. Where do we start?
Well, where we start is we've got a great keynote speaker coming into town. Evan Thompson is coming in. He's the executive director of Preservation Texas. He's going to get us started off talking about preservation in Texas, preservation in West Texas, and then very specifically El Paso and how important it is to preserve our history here.
He's figured it out because he's a learned dude. He was in Charleston, South Carolina, I believe, as a preservation officer. They have a major historic district. It's a huge tourist industry. He came to El Paso. He's for all of Texas.
Right.
But he came to El Paso and said, "What the heck is this? What are you people doing here? You got better stock than most any town across the country.
Yes.
Save it. Fix it up. Tourists will show up." I mean, he's one of those outside people that looked at us and said, "Wow, you got something."
Right, and so he's our keynote. He's going to get everything started off. It's a Thursday. It starts at 5:30. We're in the Foundation Room down at the El Paso Community Foundation building on Oregon Street.
And there's no charge for that, is there?
This is a free one. In fact, we have 26 events, and we only have charges on three of them. Almost everything we're doing is free.
Yay.
Well, those are historic places that have admissions or what?
Actually, the people that are charging, these are for organizations that are seeking actually their donations.
Yeah,
so be it. But so what you've got, how many are going to happen during the whole thing? You got week one?
We've got 26 events right now, and we anticipate adding a few more. The first 26, these have been PR'd through the El Paso Scene. Our keynote speakers, we have an ad in the Scene. And so the next part of the promotion package starts with the radio show and starting to get weekly releases out to different media outlets.
So you have 5 points coming up.
5 points is a real interesting program. Robert Diaz is one of those young leaders down at the El Paso County Historical Society. And Robert has wanted to present this program, has packaged it, and he's going to present it as part of our month. And he's going to talk about that area at Five Points that has a lot of new things going on, but it also has a lot of history involved. And so he's doing that presentation for us Saturday, May 6th, 10 o'clock in the morning at the Burgess House.
Oh, that's why he couldn't come on the radio show. I tried to book him that morning, and he said, no, I got a talk I got to do. I hadn't seen this list until now.
Okay.
Now I know. Now I got it.
Right.
By the way, guess who we replaced him with? J.P. Bryant.
Oh, wow.
We have J.P. Bryant coming on a radio show on that day.
Anyway, oh, that's great.
Back to your point, though. Five-point solution. He's got old and new figured out there. And that lecture is going to be at Burgess House.
Exactly.
By the way, did you know there's a new book about Burgess House, Mr. Burgess? Just came out yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Barbara Clausen, one of the grandchildren of the Burgess family. All kinds of history from the society. Okay, moving on. You have a Sleta?
Yes. What's going to happen also that Saturday at 10 a.m., we have a driving tour. We're first going to have a talk there at the Mission Valley Transfer Station, corner of Alameda and Zaragoza, and that's the Lowenstein home. Dates back into the 1800s. But our two presenters for that are Nestor Velasquez.
Valencia.
Right. Nestor Valencia and Nick Hauser. Now, Nestor knows everything about the valley. Yeah. In the 1900s, middle part of the century, all the way up to today.
He lived there.
He's from there.
He's one of the kids that grew up there, swimming in the canals and all that.
So Nestor knows all of that, but Nick knows everything from the century and more before that. He's the great historian of the Tigua culture and that area.
Nick knows stuff he doesn't even know.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You start talking and the things just start falling out of his mouth.
It's all over the place.
We sat down for lunch with these guys a couple weeks ago, and it was hilarious because Nick would be talking about the 50s, and Nestor would talk about the 50s, but Nick was talking about the 1850s, and Nestor was talking about the 1950s.
It's like, where are we at now?
You're a century off, dude.
Let's get together here, okay?
Well, see, that's what's kind of fun about El Paso. You can do that and realize, we're talking about the same neighborhood.
Right.
100 years apart. So that's going on, and it's at the Nestor Valencia Transfer Station.
Right. We'll meet there.
What a coincidence.
At his place.
Yeah.
And what we'll do is... we'll have first a discussion, an orientation to the area, and Nestor, of course, will be telling some stories about growing up there. And then we'll get in our vehicles, and we will go out and actually drive through the area and point out some of the historic things. Of course, we'll go to the Mission. We'll go by Isleta High School, 1929 Trost Building. But we'll also look at some of the sites on Old County Road and Old Pueblo Road. And some of these are very significant Tigua sites.
Oh, yeah. Old Pueblo Road has got stuff on it.
Oh, yeah.
Original stuff.
Amazing.
In fact,
right.
You know that the Candelaria home turned into what was the casino back in the day.
Yes.
And there's even, I've seen video of people dancing in the old Candelaria home in like the 1980s.
Right.
And it's fascinating history. The Tiguas are consistent. You know, they're historic and they're going to be there forever. And they outdate anybody here.
Right. One of the sites we're going to look at is La Salida de los Santos.
What's that?
That is original. It's a historic and a sacred site for the Tiguas. It's where the procession for St. Anthony's Day celebration in June begins. And it's less than a mile from the Mission. But they're going to talk about the history of that area. And that's one of the things that Nick is a specialist on.
Interesting history. It's all over the place down there.
Do we cover any of the Mansos or the Piros at all? Have we?
This will not. We do have some events over at Socorro Mission, but we haven't really gone back and looked at places like Senecu, San Lorenzo in this year.
That would be something I'd be really interested in because of them predating the Tiguas, of course.
Exactly.
That's one thing we don't hear a lot about.
There's not a lot of infrastructure from that era.
It's hard to find,
And I think they said they found the last Piro or something.
Well, Possibly. The Piro and the Manso. Yeah. Was it Suma? You've got the Sumas. The Sumas were here.
The Piros were brought down by the Spaniards. They came from...
Okay, the Pewters came down, but yeah. The Sumas were here.
And the Monsos.
And the Monsos were here, yeah. Okay.
And whoever they were, there's very few of them left.
And the Pewters were at Socorro?
Yes.
Right, and we do have... we'll talk about Socorro eventually.
Yeah, we're going to take a break here. Ron Lyman is in the house. If you want to get involved in this, there's a... I met somebody last night who needs to get involved in your deal now, for this year even, and that's the International Museum of Art. They apparently are not on your list of places to do stuff. Talk to them, because they're willing to jump in even now.
Well,
they got big stuff going on.
And we still have got some gaps and love to fill them.
Well, they're available, so we'll talk about that. All right, taking a break here. Ron Lyman is here. We are talking trivia.
That's right. We're going to get trivial. Yes.
What do you got for trivia?
Well, this should be an easy one. Okay.
That's what you said last time?
Testing one, two.
Hey, I got...
We just fell into the closet.
How did I get
again?
In this hole here?
It's a rabbit hole.
Oh, I love that hole. But anyway, go do your thing.
Okay. Well, we've got a $20 in gift certificates to Pepe's Mexican Food, or we have mini videos, Gunfight Seal, West, Tom Lee's El Paso, Celebration Rare Cultures, Waco Tanks, Women's Club, Ghost Stories 2, 3, and 4, Waco Tanks, you name it, we got it.
You said Waco Tanks twice. Is it because you like Waco Tanks?
I do.
Yeah, there you go.
We're talking preservation here.
Well, that's an outdoor art gallery. So
that's right. We were talking art earlier. Okay. The question we have for this hour is, what national organization designated May as National Preservation Month? And again, we were talking about this, so don't stay after school.
It's a national organization.
It's a national organization, and El Paso is caught into this with everybody else.
It has the word national in its name.
A national name, okay.
What was it? Yeah,
so give us a call at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $6 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialist and find out how much you qualify for now by visiting us at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com. OnDeckLending.com.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
9,997. No.
Suppose Thomas Edison had given up.
9,998.
But his failures only led him to the next idea.
9,999.
Picture Times Square, dim, Las Vegas, dark, your home, black. Picture no electric light.
10,000. Come on.
Optimism. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Your forever friend is waiting for their forever home. News Radio 690 and the Humane Society of El Paso are finding homes for some of the most grateful rescues in the city. Log on to ktsmradio.com and enter the keyword pets to see adorable pictures of pets waiting for a new forever home. Forever Friends is brought to you by Pet Heroes Grooming, 6304 Edgemere near Geronimo and 5360 North Mesa. Helping find forever homes for forever friends. From the Humane Society of El Paso and News Radio 690.
News Channel 9 is ElPasoProud.com. It's a place for more local news about the community we care about. A place you can go to find out what's happening and what's changing and how together we can make a difference. News Channel 9 is ElPasoProud.com.
Which El Paso candidate for mayor will you be voting for? And do you know the issues impacting the race? Well, here's your chance to find out.
Join us on News Radio 690 every Saturday to hear where the candidates stand on the arena, jobs, taxes, immigration, and much more. Live on El Paso's only local political show, Talk El Paso.
Be a part of Talk El Paso by calling in during the show and speak to the candidates. Tune in every Saturday at noon.
Special mayoral editions of Talk El Paso brought to you by National Furniture Liquidators.
When it comes to value, quality, and selection,
nobody beats Shorty.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Present. They call my name. Present. I decided to say present. Present. Here I am. Hey, we got to tell you what's coming up here next week on the radio show,
Bueller.
April 29th.
Bueller.
Bueller. What is the history of the International Museum of Art?
What
That's
is
a,
it?
It's a heck of a building. It was a guy's house. It was built by Trost. It moved on to be an art gallery. It's That's now right. doing great stuff. And we're going to find out in hour one next week about their history. Hour two, we got this man, Ron Lyman, coming back. There's so much to preserve in this town. It won't fit in one show. So we broke it up into two shows. You coming back next week, we've decided.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Fair enough. Now, today we're going to Pepe's, by the way. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
You're ready. Pepe's. He's ready. We're ready. We go to Pepe's out there. There's this, the Oñate special today is the Chile Rellenos.
Chile.
Chile Rellenos.
I wish I was going. Don't
oh, yeah, well, you can come get some and take them home. Yes. Well, anyway, so that's next week. That's going to happen. Ron will be back May the 6th. This turned interesting as of last night. We have the Texas Trove Society coming in. They've got a couple of preservation events that they're going to highlight.
Mm-hmm.
But while I was there standing in the room, one of their board members came over to me and said, I'd like to get on your radio show and talk about preservation in El Paso.
Not just any board member.
No, his name is J.P. Bryan.
The J.P. Bryan.
And Bryan, Texas is his family, and the Galveston Museum is his.
Oh, my God, and it's a great museum. We went there earlier this year.
But El Paso's gotten this guy's attention. He showed up yesterday for a talk today. He's got a Pan American Today reception last night. He came over to me and said, can I get on your radio show to talk about preservation in El Paso? Yes, sir.
No problem.
So he's coming in on May the 6th. The directors of the Fort Bliss Museum, the director, Mr. John Hamilton, on May the 13th, he's writing a book about the Army Post.
Yes.
How about them apples? He's our guest. And on May the 20th, now check this one out.
I'm excited about this
May
one.
May the 20th, we've got the, this is kind of bizarre, because Ron, get this one. The American Revolution was helped by various nations in the fight to defeat the British. They saw the Americans as colonies, and they owned them, their possessions. Well, one group that sent supplies and arms to help the Americans was the Spanish colony of New Spain. Did you know that?
Not at all.
I had no idea. So the New Spain, that's us.
Yep.
We were New Spain back then. Anyway, that was here in the American Southwest. And we're going to talk about this with the DAR people, the Daughters of the American Revolution. They're trying to document this history.
Yeah, that's it. I'm excited about that.
They're coming
that.
In on May the 20th.
Yeah, and I just found out, Bernie just found out that my grandfather, Kelly, or on my great-great-great-great-grandfather, my Kelly's side of the family, actually was served with Washington before it was even United, before we fought against the British. So I'm going way back to that time period. I want to find out how to join the DAR.
Barbara Clausen.
Yeah, I know. So it'll be
Barbara
exciting.
Barbara Clausen was
yeah,
there last
so
night.
So really
that's
exciting.
how you figure
that's
that out.
That's that crazy Irish group, yeah.
All right, what else we got to do here? You got trivia?
I have beer on the mind.
No trivia callers? We're gonna eat your prizes then.
That's right. I'm going to talk about beer.
Beer, talk
because
about beer.
Thursday, April 27th this week, we're going to be talking about beer. The El Paso Brewing Company, 810 Texas, has got a presentation, and they're going to be talking about a short talk on the history of beer with Bill Lockhart. Would you call him the beer?
Bottle Bill.
Bottle Bill, that's right.
Bottle Bill.
I'd love to have him back on the show. He was a character. He's a local researcher and historical archaeologist on bottles, and he's the founding member of the Bottle Research Group. He's going to do a short talk that will be followed by a local tasting, or taste of local brews from El Paso Brewing Company. So please contact Jamie Nodler at the El Paso Museum of History at 915-212-3163, and that promises to be a fun event. And it's only a $10 fee for members and $20 for non-members, and you got to be 21 or older. But that's this coming Thursday, the 27th, the El Paso Brewing Company. That should be fun.
Okay, you didn't call us for the trivia. We're going to ask our guest to answer the trivia question, and he gets his choice of DVDs or Pepe's.
That's right.
What do you think, Ron? Are you ready for this? You can do this, right?
Maybe.
Okay, well, ask him the question.
What national organization designated May as a National Preservation Month?
Well, the National Trust for Historic Preservation.
He wins!
Now, the rest of the studio audience has to stay after school. I'm sorry, you know?
Would you like a DVD or a Pepe certificate?
I'd love a DVD.
DVD! Pick a DVD.
You can pick it up afterwards.
We've got a bazillion DVDs over here. And have you seen the Women's Club?
No,
I'm pushing that because that's incredible history. And if you don't know what those women did, you're missing a good chunk of how El Paso got where it is. I'm serious.
We'll tell you.
Melissa's the narrator person. I edited the things.
And I'm a member. I'm a member.
And she's a member. And I'm not a member, but I should be a member.
But they're doing a play next weekend, next Saturday.
Actually going to do it now.
Yes, they're going to do it. Yes, and they're going to have it. Six Guns Shea Ladies will be there, but they'll be doing it on the history of the women. I wish I could remember the name of it, but go to their Facebook page, El Paso.
The Women Who Tamed the West.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad you remember.
I knew that.
Yes,
I knew that without even knowing that.
That's because you're an honorary woman.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, me and Jenner, what's his name? Whatever. Yeah. I'm not going there at all. We're going to take a break and come back and talk to Ron Lyman. But, we have to come back and also do the El Paso Inc. Should we do that?
I think we should.
Taking a break, Sergio. You ready for this? 3, 2, 1, go.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-1144.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-885-1144. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-885-1144. 800-885-1144.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
The El Pasoans Fighting Hunger Food Bank presents Empty Bowls, an annual fundraiser for the food bank. Saturday, April 29th at the EPCC Administration Building off Viscount.
Pick out your souvenir empty bowl.
Fill it with one of 16 spectacular soups or macaroni and cheese combos.
Bid on the silent or live auctions.
Vote for your favorites and take home your empty bowl.
Tickets just $25.
Kids under 12, $10.
For Empty Bowls, Saturday, April 29th.
Brought to you by Chase Bank, Walmart, and Sam's Club.
Tickets and details at ElPasoansFightingHunger.org.
Go to EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to EPHistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive.
Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Okay, folks, we're going to tell you right now what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
What school board president is considering running for Congress? Check the Whispers column in El Paso, Inc.
Also in the Inc., a Dallas firm has purchased a 7-story building and parking lots in downtown El Paso. What could it mean for parking prices?
And have you heard about the smart thermostat that allows El Paso Electric Company to control the temperature in your home?
Oh, I can't wait.
The utility, who hasn't heard that one? The utility plans to launch the voluntary program in May.
That's new. That's new in El Paso. I know they had these things, but anyway.
I actually sell product to goes into this.
I don't want to know about that. El Paso Inc. is online at ElPasoInc.com and available for home and business delivery.
Call El Paso Inc. at 915-534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, Emma Acosta, DeMargo, and David Salcedo each wants to be El Paso's next mayor, and all three will debate live in the ABC 7 studio.
Woo-hoo. The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment, question, or you can do this via email, Facebook, Twitter, or just give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sunday at 10:35 p.m. 10:35 p.m.
It's after the news.
That's after the news at ABC 7.
And there we have it. We're empowered now to talk more history.
Yes, we be empowered.
So there, Ron Lyman's in the house, L-E-I-M-A-N.
Lyman.
Right. We got to pronounce it correctly?
You bet.
Because I know you need that pronounced correctly.
Yes.
Because your first name is Ron. I always get that right.
Yes.
Ron Lyman is here. But no, I want to congratulate you for not only being a teacher and retiring, but then jumping into history. So you're no longer, you're as busy as you can be right now, I'm guessing.
Yes. Very much. Ask my wife.
It keeps them out of the bingo parlors.
I haven't seen Rosie in years. How's she doing?
She's doing fine.
She still lives in the same house with you?
So far.
Oh, okay.
That's
so
because
far.
He's never there. That's why.
so it goes, huh? Well, Ron, now you're not only a volunteer everywhere you look, but one of the volunteer things you do is the El Paso County Historical Commission.
Right.
And that's a major hat you wear because you're doing big stuff there. This is not part of the commission, what you're doing. This is extra.
Yes. This is outside of that.
So describe this.
Well, we're actually in a transition phase. We're aiming to create what's called an alliance. And the alliance would be with all the different groups participating. One thing we're extremely pleased about, last year we had about 15 different groups. This year we're already at 32 organizations.
This is the umbrella organization known as Preservation El Paso? What do you call yourselves?
Well, we're actually in the naming phase.
Preservation El Paso.
Well, our Preservation Month Committee right now. That's how simple it is. But we want to get to the point where we have a Preservation Month Alliance, and this becomes a big countywide program with lots of involved organizations.
Excellent. So you've got a bunch of people now.
We've got a good start on it. We've made a transition into this countywide concept, and we've nearly doubled our organizations already. And that's what we want to do is get all kinds of folks involved in Preservation Month.
Which is something that's been sorely needed for many, many years, because a lot of organizations, Concordia, Keystone, you know, we've all been out there on our own, working hard. And it's nice to be able to try to work together to promote each other.
One of the people that's working with you is Shelley Sutherland, right?
That's exactly
right.
She's
right here. Say hello, Shelley.
Say hello, Shelley.
Hello, everyone. I hope you'll all participate in at least one or two of the many very interesting and educational events we have planned.
And it's a call screener. You weren't expecting that. Thank you very much.
But she did well.
Thank you for coming in here.
That's why
keep
her.
But Shelley's another one of those people behind the scenes that likes El Paso history. It was her father.
Sheldon
that you put in the story
History
on at the
moment,
top of the hour. Shelley, you missed the story about Sheldon Hall, which happened at the top of the hour. You're going to have to go online to hear it at ephistory.com.
She's following in her father's footsteps.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're not the Mission Trail director like he was.
No, but she's doing it even beyond that.
But she's a volunteer in the middle of this.
Right.
So, Ron Lyman, you got yourself and Shelley and who else is in? Mr. Williams?
Gary Williams from the Community Foundation. Gary knows so much of what's going on.
It's amazing.
And has a great take on the entire county. And then Provy Velasquez from the city.
So is this a city event, kind of?
The city's involved, and the county's involved, but it's actually much wider than that.
Well, you could represent the county because you're a commissioner.
Well,
on the history commission,
the commission is involved. They are supporting one of our advertisements that you'll actually see in the El Paso Scene this month.
But so, it's not a government controlled function. It is.
It's grassroots volunteers.
Yeah, grassroots.
Right.
I guess.
We'd like to eventually be able to call it an alliance.
There you go. Yeah.
Of all the different organizations that are involved in historic preservation.
There's your name, Preservation Alliance.
There's already a group of that name. So we're we're in.
Let's take them over. Let's get them.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, they're the ones that are over in. They do the home the historic home.
McGoffin.
McGoffin. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, so Ron Lyman's here. You got this preservation thing going.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of backers on it, and it's got a lot of interest because El Paso history is worthy. And one thing about preserving buildings around here, which is quite interesting, is the weather. That's an ally for you.
Yes.
For preserving buildings in El Paso.
And the ground. Is,
everything. Yeah.
Yes.
And it doesn't get wet. It doesn't get soggy. It doesn't get moldy. It doesn't fall over. It doesn't have strange things growing out of it because it's all dry, arid desert here. And things just kind of like sit there and look back at you.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I see that old thing sitting there. It's still. I saw that 10 years ago. It was still there. But, you know, in a wet climate, a lot of things around here would just dissolve. And that's what's unusual about our downtown buildings. Now, how much – we got the Trost people coming in 2 weeks.
Right.
What do you, they're part of this?
They've got three events, and I don't
– No, we'll get to them next week.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about one of theirs possibly today if we can get there.
Well, we got to get to Waco Tanks.
Yeah, this is the next one.
Talk about the next one you got on your list here.
This is an extremely unique program. Sebastian Rebus Norman, who some of you would know, he's the technology guru down at the El Paso Museum of History.
Right.
He coordinates that there. But he has this interest in these historic inscriptions. Actually, you might refer to them as graffiti. What happened, beginning in 1849, people would come through out at Waco Tanks, stop there to camp.
49 on their way to the gold rush.
On their way to the gold rush.
Yes, sirree.
And they would actually take and carve their names into the soft rock. And so after time, it became kind of a board of all these people passing through. And so we have all these inscriptions dating back to 1849. And Sebastian has studied this.
Oh, is that what he's done?
And what we're going to do, he's going to look at particular in the inscriptions from 1849 to about 1920. He's actually traced the families on some of these.
Oh, really?
Where a 49er came through and he's managed to contact, say, the great-great-granddaughter. And he has some of these stories, and they never knew the signature was there. And so we're actually going to go out and see some of the inscriptions in the park.
This is interesting.
That's fascinating.
Downtown El Paso had a newspaper tree.
Right.
Waco Tanks has a newspaper rock.
Yes. And I've not seen. I'm going to be able to go out. We're meeting with the folks out at Waco Tanks, the staff out there. We're meeting with them Thursday morning to go through and set up the parameters for this. But, you know, it should be just a great event and to film it and get some more information. But we've got our own mini El Moro here, and El Moro is the great rock in New Mexico that people like Onate signed.
They signed it.
So we've got our own version of that that dates back to the 49ers.
So the idea is to preserve the inscriptions, and that's the deal out there at Waco Tanks. All right,
yeah.
Moving down to your next one.
Well, we're...
Oh, wait a minute. That event is on May the 7th, Sunday.
May 7th.
Specifically at Waco Tanks.
And we have another one on May 7th, San Lazaro Historic District has their walking tour. Now, this particular event will be repeated each Sunday, and the Al Borrego coordinates this, and it allows you to go through, and they walk through the community in San Lazario and explain the history of it.
It's great to see somebody taking the reins down there and making history available to people.
Right.
And what you're doing is making it available to even a wider audience.
We hope so.
Well, you got to. Yep. And they've got so much going on in San Eli right now. It's impressive. It really is.
Right.
So they're going to have a walking tour of their history.
Right.
Their Portales Museum they have down there. The Visitor Center. What else?
Well, of course, the Presidio, the jail, is a great place to see.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they'll talk about that. And I think they'll talk even about Casa Ronquillo, which is a new county project.
I was going to say that the county just acquired that, didn't they?
Just acquired it. And that... there's going to be some archaeological digs and some other things going on. So,
TSC going to do that?
They're working with them. So okay. A lot of this is in process.
Does anybody know what Ronquillo means? I should know this, but I don't.
I knew one of my customers used to be Ronquillo. A relative. I don't remember her.
What does the word Ronquillo mean? Is that the family name? Oh, something about the throat, he said. Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to look that up.
I will look that up right now.
Us non-Spanish people.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for non-Spanish people. So it goes. Ron Lyman is here. We're talking about preservation of El Paso history, places, buildings, memories.
Right.
And when are you going to write the book?
Oh, I don't know, but we'll put together a package eventually.
There's so many chapters.
Well, that's what's so fascinating about El Paso. It's got the history. And it's just the fact that we're not taught. I'm going to say this every week. We're not taught that history in our schools. So when kids grow up and move away, they had no idea what they left. That's what happened to me. I was I'm 0 to 18 as a human being on the planet at this location. But by the time I got through 12 years of school, I had no idea what a Mission Trail was. Mm-hmm. My grandmother drove me down there. I saw these old white churches, and I had no idea what that meant.
I have it.
What is it?
The surname Ronquillo is derived from a regional diminutive of the Spanish word ronco, derived from the Latin roccus, meaning hoarse voice.
A voice of a horse?
No, horse. As in, I've got a horse voice.
Oh, it's not like Mr. Ed
yes,
horse?
Yes, which is modified by the influence of the Spanish verb roncar, meaning to snore.
There you go. Go take a nap in San Elliot at the Ronquillo house. I got news for you. That's a plan. All right, taking a break here on the El Paso History Radio Show. 544 is the... Oh, and the Facebook. You've got people up there looking at
us. I haven't got Ron up there yet. I've got to get his picture. Get
Stick
up there.
Old Ron up on the Facebook and then call us if you like.
915-544-5876. 915-544-KTSM.
Let me surprise you with an interesting fact. You ready? Of all the media options today... AM/FM radio reaches the most people each week. Yeah, you heard me right. Radio is the leader. AM/FM. 93% of Americans listen to AM/FM radio every week. That's bigger than TV, newspapers, even Google and Facebook. If you're a marketer and you need to improve your plans, remember, radio.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-600-1637. That's 1-800-600-1637. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-600-1637. 1-800-600-1637. 1-800-600-1637.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $6 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialist and find out how much you qualify for now by visiting us at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com. OnDeckLending.com.
This month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, the Dual Cam Sports Action and Dash Camera is on sale for $69.99. It's the only dash cam that's also an everything else cam. And right now, it's $69.99. That's Napa know-how.
Here at iHeartRadio, we're pretty easy. In fact, we pride ourselves on it. Listening to music shouldn't be hard. iHeartRadio lets you have your music collection and your radio stations together in a single app.
Hey, this is Brett Michaels, and this is iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio is easy. Go ahead, spread the word. We don't mind. The easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A reminder, following our show today, you'll have the President's Message and then an hour of a special broadcast of Talk El Paso. Andrew J. Polk, Paul De La Pena will be in here talking with mayoral candidates. And they got two more today, and they got a couple more to go. And this is a special program on 690. It's an hour from noon until 1 p.m. It's also on Facebook. They're figuring out Facebook, these children are. And I call them children.
Children?
Well, there happens to be one of them is my child, so therefore I can say that.
Otherwise, no, you
can't. No, these are broadcasters that nobody knows what the heck they're doing.
They're adult children.
Well, Andrew's been on in El Paso Broadcasting for 4 years and has a lot figured out. So
yes.
There's that. Now, what if I ask you, do you remember in El Paso when?
Yes, I do all
and
the time.
And what about it?
Because Barbara Givenbaney and Mario Robles, they have this wonderful Facebook page that has a gazillion pictures, at least, of El Paso history, and they're preserving history all the time on those pages where you can go check pictures of El Paso from way back when. So do
remember
check them out
in El Paso
when they've got over 28,000 members.
It's more than that. I think they've gone up to close to 30 by
they've got
to
be at least, but it's a great place to go back and check back time, even if you're not from here. I go there to check stuff because I'm not from here.
Well, yes, you are. You're a native now.
I'm 30 years this year, but
that's a native.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, to check back for the turn of the century, it's amazing the stuff they've got on there. So go check them out and tell them hi and join up.
Preservation of El Paso.
Yes, through pictures.
Ron Lyman is here, and you had some things you wanted to make sure we got in today.
Yes, our second week of Preservation Month. I wanted to at least start into that on Wednesday, May 10th. We've got a program over at UTEP, Special Collections. And Abby Weiser, Claudia Rivers are going to host this. We're up on the sixth floor. And what's so interesting, they're going to bring out all types of photographs and materials and research information to show us some of those endangered buildings.
Oh.
And for those of you interested, they'll help you understand the research process.
Well, they got a lot going on at UTEP. And that Special Collections is special. I mean, they thank goodness that they allow them the budget and the time for people to go collect stuff.
Yeah, and last year, Abby and Claudia were part of a program we had at Cadwalder. This year, they're doing their own program, so we're excited about that.
All right, set the stage again. Preservation Month is May. It's a national thing.
Right.
El Paso's version sort of is helped by the city of El Paso through Provi's office. And you're a volunteer, and who else? And the community foundation's involved?
Yes, with Gary Williams.
And so what you do is you take a look at what needs to be preserved in El Paso, and you ask the organizations who are in the city and in the county, what do you want preserved? And they join you, and you promote their events.
Right.
Is that about right?
Yes, and with one interesting tangent this year, Shelley Sutherland's really involved in this also, but the one thing that we did, we actually left some things out for this year.
Oh.
One is the trolley. We're a year away from really looking at the trolley system and looking at the trolley bar and all those things. We're also really a year away from the Camino Real sign project that's coming. The other thing, we separated out all of archaeology, and we're going to put archaeology itself in its own month, Texas Historic Commission Archaeology Month, the month of October.
Oh, there you go. So there's the deal. Ron Lyman, thanks for coming in. Dude, we're out of time here for this. We're going to ask you to come back next week and tell the rest of May's story.
You bet.
Because you've only told part of this.
Just a bit.
Big stuff coming here. Melissa, shall we do that?
We shall do that. And I'm posting up the El Paso scene link so they can go find out what's going on in May so they can stay in touch and putting Ron's lovely picture up.
So it goes. We're out of here for today. Thanks to Control Room, Sergio Valenzuela, the main man for the electrons, and Shelley Sutherland, the lady who takes your calls and puts you on the air.
That's right.
If you're nice. Yeah. So it goes. Yeah. All right, everybody else, we'll see you next week. The EPHistory.com is the place to go for details about the radio show. I am current on the podcast, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine that?
Yay.
So, and stay tuned for Talk El Paso next, right here on 690. Shall we see you next week?
See you next week.
Next week, folks. Thank you, Ron.
Bye.
Take her easy. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
My fellow Americans, a new optimism is sweeping our country as we return power from Washington and give it back to the American people where it belongs. For too long, American workers were forgotten by their government, and I mean totally forgotten. Their interests were pushed aside for global projects, and their wealth was taken from their communities and shipped across the world, all across the seas. My administration has offered a new vision. The well-being of the American citizen and worker will be placed second to none. And boy, do I mean second to none. Since day one, I have been fighting for the hardworking people of this country. And this week, we took historic action to continue delivering on that promise. We did so in one of the many proud industrial towns of our nation, Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the men and women of Snap-on, who make American tools for workers around the world, they were there and they loved what they heard and they loved what they saw. In Wisconsin, I signed an executive order to buy American and hire American. I took historic action to ensure that federal projects are made with American goods and to keep American workers and companies from being cheated out of contracts by countries that break the rules and break every regulation in the book to take advantage of the United States. That's not going to happen anymore. I also took action to reform our immigration system so that it puts the needs of American workers first. The duty of government is to represent the citizens of the United States, and that is what we will do. Whether it's removing job-killing regulations, protecting our borders, or unleashing American energy, we are keeping our promises and delivering for the American worker. During my visit, I talked about how America is a nation that honors work. We honor grit. We honor craftsmanship. We honor the skilled tradespeople who turn rock and steel and iron and cement into works of art and grace and beauty. There's tremendous talent there, believe me. The wrench and ratchet are not only tools, but instruments that help build cities out of deserts and send ships across the ocean. And the tools of craftsmen and the masons are just as important as the tools of the doctor and the dentist or the CEO or even the tools of politicians, believe it or not, and their work.